Antigua, Armenia, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Chechnya, Hungary, Ireland, Japan, Latvia, Mexico, Nigeria, Philippines, Russia, Slovenia, South Africa, United States.
Greetings, netizens around the world. The planet is once again listening to the technology show for Generation E. McWilliam Cyberline coming at you around the world via the internet, coast to coast via satellite on USA Radio Network. Okay. Well, once again, we are here doing Cyberline and got a lot of stuff to cover. And Video Bob is with us as well.
Yes.
Yes.
Doing okay.
Yes, even though we can't seem to hear each other through the headphones.
Yeah.
But we're obviously
going out.
If it's
not one thing, it's another.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to have to do is just come here Friday. Make sure all the weekend programming, you know, press all their buttons. And then when they leave, we can put them all back together and then go home, come back 6 hours later or something. I don't know.
So,
dear.
I called my internet company today, right?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to find out what my bill is, just make sure everything's okay, because they upped my price and all that kind of stuff. So,
bastards.
I had to call them up last week and have it go down and all and everything. So, when I call in, though, I get this deal, and they say something like, you know, if you're calling about the emergency broadband benefit, please press 1. I'm going, emergency broadband benefit? What's that? So I actually.
Now what's it to us?
I looked it up.
Are we in an emergency?
Well, there is. I mean, you know, it's one of those things. The emergency broadband benefit will provide a discount of up to $50 per month towards broadband service for eligible households and up to $75 per month for households on qualifying tribal lands. Eligible households can receive a one-time discount of up to $100 to purchase a laptop, desktop computer, or tablet from participating.
So basically, the government wants to give us free money to those in tribal lands.
Yeah, or well, not just that, but
okay, Bob Warren, which notebook you want to pick out?
The
and how much speed do you want?
Yeah, you know what I good and bad about this. I guess I like the whole goal of getting everybody on the internet, but again, what they do is the same thing. It's basically stealth socialism. And they're kind of coming at it from, you know, from the other angle. And that is they take hold of the poor and say, you know, we'll give you everything. And then, you know, that's the way they're doing it now. But here's some of the, if you want to be eligible or who is eligible for the emergency broadband benefit program, a household is eligible if a member of the household meets one of the criteria below, has an income that is at or below 135% of the federal poverty guidelines or participates in certain assistance programs such as SNAP, Medicaid,
right,
or Lifeline. So if you get any of that, if you got any of those, boom, you're eligible.
Right. We talked about this last week, and Verizon was expanding to tribal lands and stuff with their Fios and all of that stuff. And I like it to a point because I want people to be able to be in communication. And, you know, beginning the whole thing with the access was the phones, because at that time it was landlines.
Mm-hmm.
Had to have a landline phone, which is understandable. You want something emergency, whatever. Then it kind of, when Obama got in, you got the Obama phone. Same thing, but now
it's
mobile.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But now, of course, they're talking about the digital divide. And this is before the pandemic even. And that people need to have access to internet to find jobs and this, that, and the other. So they tied it to SNAP. And said, well, you know, if you have SNAP, then you automatically qualify for a little slice. It's not, you know, getting a gig from AT&T Fiber for $10, but it's enough to allow you to go out and, you know, check your email, stay in contact with people and stuff like that. And I think that is fine for people that, you know, can't spend the money. But so we got to keep them in contact to a point.
Yeah, but I'm just it's you know what it kind of reminds me of? It's like you remember that show Max Headroom?
Yeah.
And
I got it on DVD.
My favorite episode of that was when they go in there and they're just shocked and appalled because everything is owned by the the network TV.
Yeah, Network 23.
Know, yeah, networks. It's all network based.
Which there is ironic because in Akron, Ohio, anymore. There's a Channel 23, and that's what I used to watch it off of.
Yeah, you know, how prophetic is that show? I mean, the fact is today, it's like we're owned by the media.
And that was 1980s.
And, or big tech. You know, there's, we're, it, we are living in a weird world right now. But the, oh, my point about that was, boy, have to go sideways this way and that way to get to my point. Point about that show was they had made it illegal to turn off a television set. There's a TV with an off switch. Oh, my gosh, that's illegal. Yep. Same thing with the internet. It's like, you've got to have the internet. Otherwise, we can't feed all this propaganda to you, you know, tell you all the things that we're going to say. And
well, that was the thing with, remember, they put off the digital cable boxes. Remember, we got those little cards for $50 off and whatever, and then you couldn't use them because of the lawsuit where they had to pull them off and redo them. But Obama wanted to push the date out because it was supposed to be in February, and they pushed it out to June because there wasn't enough readiness, they felt. And God forbid that grandma can't see Obama on the TV.
Right. Well, you're talking about all the ATSC stuff?
Yeah. When we switched over to digital back in 2009.
Yeah. Yeah, that took forever because they kept every year they were pushing it off. Oh, we'll do it next year. Oh, we'll do it in, you know, 2 years.
They had to get a certain threshold of people because they didn't want them not to be able to see the president. And that's part of the reason, supposedly, why they did what they did.
Well, I mean, there are so many people. See, that's another story we need to talk about tonight, is just the plethora of all the technologies, the TV technologies that are out there.
Well, speaking of internet, I've got a thing I'm going to talk about tonight on how you can negotiate to get the best price possible for your internet.
Oh.
And I've got a story to tell.
I want to hear it.
I have saved some substantial money because of doing this. Was it CNET? Yeah, CNET had a great article on how to negotiate with your ISP. Mm-hmm. Well, happy CNET has decided to let the cat out of the bag, but I've been doing this for 10 years.
Well, I want to
since
hear
I've
it.
Had DSL. Uh-huh. So we're going to talk about that tonight and how you can go to your carrier and say, hey, I want a deal.
Well, let's talk about that, you know, in a minute or whenever you're ready, but because I've got to chime in on that myself.
Okay. Well, you want to talk about it now? We still got time.
Let's see. Yeah. Let me just finish up these.
All right. Finish
couple
that
of these. Just so
we'll throw it even down to the next.
You part. Also, you can also get this emergency broadband benefit if you're approved to receive benefits under the free and reduced price school lunch program. So if you get free school lunches, well, that's pretty much everybody that has a school.
Well, now they can have their free lunch while they look at their free internet on their free phone and be able to keep up with the propaganda while they're munching on their Lunchables.
Received a Pell Grant, federal Pell Grant during the current award year.
Got to be able to study in the Pell Grant.
Experienced a substantial loss in income due to job loss or furlough since February 29th.
That evil corporation you're getting the free internet from. They're the ones.
Finally, meets the eligibility criteria for a participating provider's existing low-income or COVID-19 program. Let's see. Meets the
Hello, Verizon.
For participating provider's existing. Meets the eligible. I don't. I'm not even sure what that means, but okay.
It means free internet, or at least substantially discounted internet.
If you want to find out more, go to fcc.gov/broadband benefit. All one word, lowercase. fcc.gov/broadband benefit, all lowercase.
What was it Biden says? Use the internet. Do it low cost. It's a freebie. It's your patriotic duty to not turn it off. Hey, I've spoken.
I'm going to get so much trouble for telling you that.
I'm going to hold you for ransom if you don't do what I say. Like the pipeline.
Back to the internet, though.
Yes.
I called up because my internet, I have 500 megabits symmetrical right now. And I turned in an order to switch it over to 100 megabits symmetrical because they jacked up the price again. I'm like, going.
So you went down.
I went down in speed because I don't, 100 megabits is really awesome. Unless you've got
Excuse me. Does that happen to be Frontier?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you poor, sick, delusional bastard.
But the thing is, it's 500 megabits is fantastic. I would love to have that.
Oh, yeah,
I'd
it
love
is.
To have a gigabit Ethernet, I love my symmetrical. Gig. But really, for most everybody out there, and they always ask you, well, what kind of service do you have at your house? And they, what needs do you have? And, do I watch video? Yes, I do. Do I watch? And I'm telling you what, video performs great over 100 megabits symmetrical.
You know what's even better about Gig?
What?
All the porn now is in 4K.
Maybe you do need half.
Not that we're watching it or anything. I'm just saying.
You know. 500 megabits.
So as technology has evolved, so has porn. Because porn used to move the technology. Now they're kind of walking hand to hand on a separate night.
Oh, boy. But yeah, so, and that's the thing that everybody needs to figure out there is a lot of times you don't need the high bandwidth they're offering. And as far as symmetrical is concerned, a lot of people don't even need the upload speed. It's nice to have.
We need the upload speed.
And really, well, yeah. I mean, if you're doing any communication over the internet, sure.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, if we do this remotely, we need the upload speed.
Yeah.
It's not much, but we still need it.
For these Zoom calls that you're out there, because when you're doing a Zoom call, you're sending out video.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of time it's compressed enough to where you're, it's not.
That was so funny, because you remember when we got in to the high stuff, 50 megabits a second, something like that. People go, well, the key thing is you want all the download stuff to be bigger. You know, that way you can do your stuff and watch your video and things. But the upload, you don't need that. That's for keyboards and mouse clicks.
Well,
so you don't have to have that much. And then Zoom came along.
Yeah. That's what the cable subscribers want to come out and tell you.
Yeah.
You know, the cable internet providers, the ones, and when I say cable internet providers, you know, it's the one that, you call your cable company and they're sending out coax
Spectrum.
Cable into your house. Yeah, the Spectrums, the
Frontier.
Well, even AT&T, depending AT&T. On which one. But AT&T has fiber and coax. So they have
U-verse. I think the highest they're going now is 40 megabits, and they're trying to phase that out.
Right.
But the gig up, gig down.
Yeah. And I to the degree that this infrastructure bill is all about giving us Fios into every single home, I would love to see that. You know, now, interestingly enough, they did try a number of years back to, do what Texas did for the grid here. And that is, you know, Oncor runs the electrical grid.
Yeah.
And then you deal with whoever your service provider is.
Right.
So you can get...
Like Gritty.
Yeah. Oops. Yeah.
Yeah, you remember Gritty while we were all freezing?
Yeah.
We weren't giddy about Gritty.
That one was a tough one.
Yes, it was.
You know, because they were selling wholesale prices. But if the prices, if the prices were low, you got a great benefit out of that. But prices were high. But anyway, back to the internet here. I would really like to see if they would do something like that here with the internet again. But the problem is when you get that like that, the way back when they tried it the first time, what happened was this. They did have a system to where the phone companies had to provide copper for DSL.
Right.
But what they did at that time was the phone companies also had 90 days. They gave them 90 days to install that line. They would wait till like day 85 before they would put that line in. And everybody was complaining, vehemently. Everybody was screaming about this stuff because it's like, why can't you get this in there? They were taking out their rage on the ISP that they were contacting, and they couldn't get it in for 90 days, 85 days, because the providers wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I think that was the T1 line.
So, and the providers kept like the telcos, they were coming out and saying, well, if you just turned it over to us, we could get it done fast. And sure enough, they did, because they were in control.
All right, we're going to take a break, and then we'll tell you how to negotiate your price on your bill. We'll be right back. Nick Williams, Cyberline with you, 844-RADIO-US, 844-RADIO-US, host 2020 at cyber-line.com, facebook.com/cyberlinenet for the page, open 24-7, 366, and of course the Tweety, pretty much the same way, at cyberlineusa. Okay, so we're talking about the ISPs and all this stuff, and some of the discounts for people that can't afford it, and Bob had told you about that and everything. All the programs have been out there. And kids, by the way, these programs have been out for quite a while, before Biden had gotten in, before Trump got in. Like I said, they even were here before Obama. Except when Obama came in, they got slightly modified. They added in broadband and, of course, they added in mobile phone. And I think mobile phone makes sense anyway, because everybody has a mobile phone. not many people have landline phones. If you got to call your school because your kid's sick, or you got to go to the doctor appointments and things like that, I don't have a problem with it. Now, if you're in a household where it says you're only supposed to have one Obama phone, and you're signing up and abusing the system, and you've got like five Obama phones, everybody got an Obama phone, well, now you got a problem with the FCC and a couple of other government agencies, and then they find out, they say, you need to ditch the other four, or we're going to do terrible things to you federally. Mm-hmm. So please don't get in that situation. So anyway, CNET had this great little article about how to negotiate about your broadband. Now, this could also be for a telephone. This could also be your cable. But this is basically about broadband. Now, some of the things that they recommend is figure out exactly what you need. Don't be an impulsive internet shopper before negotiating. Determine your goals for the call. It's not always just about cutting the deal for a lower monthly bill. You've got to also get an idea of not just with the download speed, but also make sure, you know, what's going to fit you for the upload speed. Because like I said, people are zooming and doing things now where you need more upload. Also, you want to determine beforehand if there are any alternates available to you. If you plan on playing hardball, don't bluff if you have no hand at all. So you need to do your research. You need to know, you know, who's everybody in your area than just you. Maybe you're trying to work a deal with AT&T. Do you got a cable company involved? Do you have a Fios company like Frontier, for example, that might be in your area? And there's also smaller ones now like Windstream and a couple other third-party guys that are kind of just above DSL but kind of within the universe realm. And they're actually available in some cities where you could do that. Now, your speed not be as great as the others, but, hey, you can throw them in the mix as well and know what you're talking about. The key thing in all of this you also want to make sure is you want to be a nice person. Don't browbeat them. Don't drop F-bombs on them. If you're nice to them, they'll be nice to you and be willing to work. Now, a lot of people, when you call in, they'll give you some crap, which always happens to me because I don't have bundled service. I have a prepaid phone. I have my AT&T fiber. I don't have television, mm-hmm. and I don't have IP phone. I don't want them. All I want is my service. And oh, sir, I'm terribly sorry, but we need to bundle for you to have a good deal.
I know.
Well, now what you got to do is to say the magic words. And it's just three simple words. You know what those magic words are?
What?
Cancel my service. And then when you say that, you go to the special happy land called retention.
Yes.
And then you talk to the nicer person and you explain, says, well, let's see what we can do for you. She starts clickety-clack and everything, and you find a deal and negotiate with it, and you're fine. Now, if you're in a two-year contract, which a lot of times they'll want you to be in a one-year, if they try to force you into two, go for a one. Never put yourself to your contract. It takes forever. And things change in that 2 years. So you want to be in the one-year contract. But make sure if you've done it before, you're in a contract, and you're 2 months shy of ending it, don't switch gears because you could get hit with an early termination fee.
Right.
Also, look at your bill. Find out when your billing date is. A lot of times your billing date might be in the middle of the month. Everybody thinks it's the beginning of the month. Maybe you're due on the 16th of the month. What you want to do is let that bill close out, then start your new service. Otherwise, your bill will be inflated because you got half of one service on and the other half of your service. I'm going to continue with this, and I'm going to give you the formula of what happened to me and tell you how much I saved when we get back.
All right.
You're listening to McWilliams Cyberline.